Okay, Parshas Vayetze. Okay. Usually I look over the emails and see what I said last year and before. I didn't have a chance to look, so if I said, say it again. If not, it's something new. Vayetze Yaakov in Be'er Sheva Vayelech Charan. Okay. The Pasuk says Yaakov left Be'er Sheva and he went to Charan. And right away Rashi points out, Vayetze Lahoyot Sarah Chuchtoiv Ela Vayelech Yaakov Charan. We know Yaakov left Be'er Sheva. That's where he was. The Pasuk just had to say that Yaakov went to Charan. So why does the Pasuk say Vayetze Yaakov? His name is Rashi. Ela Magid that Yitzias Tzadik Min Hamokoyim Oyser Roshim. But the Tzadik is a place, he leaves a mark, an impression behind. As long as the Tzadik's in the city, there's Hoy, there's beauty, there's glory, there's a shine in the city. When Yotzim Misham leaves the city, Pana Hadara, Pana Hoyda, Pana Ziva, Pana Hadara. The glory, the beauty goes away. That's why he says Vayetze, because it was Nicker, you could tell that Yaakov, the Yaakov left.
And less water.
The base, famous Beis Halevi says, V'oidei Shleima, another pshat, why the Pasuk says, V'yetze Yaakov, Yaakov went out of Be'er Sheva and he went to Charan. V'yetze V'yelech. Says the Beis Halevi, when a person travels, there are usually one of two reasons why a person... Sometimes a person's kavanah in traveling is to get away from the place that he's in. He has to get away. He has to run away. He has to escape. He has to get out. So the ikar kavanah is to run away, the leaving, to leave the place that he's in. Sometimes when a person travels, the kavanah is not to leave. The kavanah is to go to the second place. He wants to arrive at the second place. He has to take care. He wants to be in place number two, so he travels to the second place. Sometimes the kavanah is vayetze, to leave. Sometimes the kavanah is vayelech, to go. Yaakov Avinu, at the end of last week's parasha, what did Rivka tell him? Rivka told him, Hine Esav Achicha Mestachim Uchal Hargecha. Esav is planning on killing you. Ve'ato V'ni Shema Bekoili. Perik Chavches Posik Mem Gimel. And she says to Yaakov, now my son, listen to me. Ve'kum Barach Lecha Alovan Achicha Rana. Run away to love on my brother in Charan. Oh, so Rivka told Yaakov, run away. So when Yaakov left, Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva, Yaakov left, his kavanah was Mekayim Kibbut Ein. Rivka told him, run away, go. That was the Vayetze Yaakov. He left, like Rivka told him to run away. What did Yitzchak tell Yaakov? Yitzchak tells him, in Pasuk Beis, in last week's parashah, Kum Leich Paden Aram, go to Paden Aram, Beis of Esuel, Avi Yimecha, to the house of Esuel, the Kach Lecha Misham Isha, Mebenois Lovan Achi Yimecha. Take for yourself a wife and the daughters of a Lovan. Yitzchak told Yaakov to travel because he wanted him to go to Charan to find a wife. The kavanah was to reach Charan, the place that he's traveling to. So when Yaakov left, he was Mekayim both, Kibbut Av and Kibbut Ein. Vayetze Yaakov, Yaakov left, the kavanah was to leave, like Rivka told him, to run away. And Vayelech Charan, he went to Charan, the kavanah was to go to Charan, Yitzchak told him, go to Charan to find a wife. Vayetze Vayelech is Mekayim, Kibbut Av and Kibbut Ein. Yaakov had both kavanahs in mind. The Chofetz Chaim, in his later years, he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. He tried very hard to go to Eretz Yisrael, and finally his plans came very close to happening, and the news went around that the Chofetz Chaim was planning on moving and going up to Eretz Yisrael. And as soon as the people found out about it, the people in Radin, his Kehillah, first tried to talk him out of it. How could you leave us? What's going to be with us if you go? And the Chofetz Chaim wasn't mekabel. He wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. And he made plans. He already had a deer in Eretz Yisrael. The neighboring Kehillahs got involved, and people from all over came to the Chofetz Chaim, and they said to him, how can you leave us? How can you go? What's going to be? The Chofetz Chaim felt that he belonged in Eretz Yisrael. Reb Chaim Eizer found out about it. So Reb Chaim Eizer traveled from Vilna to Radin, and he went to see the Chofetz Chaim. Reb Chaim Eizer met the Chofetz Chaim. He spoke to him. And he said, he explained to the Chofetz Chaim the influence that he has and the klech that he has over all the Yidden in Litta, the Yidden in Poland, the klech that he has, the ashpah that he has, and he can't leave them. He can't leave the people without guidance, and how can he go to Eretz Yisrael? The Chofetz Chaim still felt that he wanted to go. And Chaim Moses said to him, he said to the Chofetz Chaim, you should know that as long as the Zayda sits by the table, the grandchildren behave properly. The Zayda is not sitting by the table, then the grandchildren don't behave properly. The Chofetz Chaim heard that.
He accepted it,
and Gemara says he never ended up going to Eretz Yisrael. When a tzaddik's around, he has an effect. The tzaddik is there, it's not just something in spiritual ponaziva. But you feel the presence of the tzaddik, you feel the tzaddik being there. When Chofetz Chaim was there, they felt the Chofetz Chaim there. I'm not sure which year it was.
No, what was that play?
1920s, 1920s. No, before. Chofetz Chaim died in 1932, 33.
Before
the war. The idea is when the tzaddik is there, he has an effect on everybody. He has a roshim. The tzaddik goes away, we're all left without ziva the hadara. The Chofetz Chaim, Chaim Oizel, the Chofetz Chaim Surin, and those in that aspect, the Chofetz Chaim, you rented and the Chofetz Chaim did not go up there to Israel at the end. And he remained behind. No, I'm the Chofetz Chaim. Chaim Oizel was left away now. Vayikach me'avni ha'mogoyim. The Pasuk says, Yaakov took from the stones of the place, he put it around his head, and he went to sleep. And we all know the famous Rashi. Rashi says, what happened to the stones? They started fighting with each other. Me'avni ha'mokoyim, says Rashi, the stones had a machoikis, and each one said, Alayaniach tzaddik es rashoi. On me the tzaddik should rest his head. And this one said, no, on me the tzaddik should rest his head. So what did Hashem do? Hashem made them all into one stone, became in one stone, like it says later on, that all the stones became one. Okay. It's an obvious part, but sometimes it needs to be said. Rabbi Musa will ask, so what? So now it became one stone. Here's one big table, one big stone. If Yaakov puts his head down on this part of the stone, the other side's going to complain. If Yaakov puts his head on that side, this side's going to complain. The side should put his head on this side. So what would it help making the rock all into one? It's still, he can't put his head on the entire rock. He's still going to complain.
Maybe they made it into a little rock.
No. Say the Bali Musa, because when there's Achdos, there's no Machlokes. When there's Achdos, there's no Machlokes. When you have everybody together, you're all one, there's no Machlokes. There's only Machlokes when people are separate. I'm by myself, he's by himself, this rock's by himself, then there's Machlokes. When you have Achdos, it's all together, it's all one, there's no Machlokes. It says later on, there's a nice verse from Rav Shitzel later on in the parasha, it says right after Sheni, Yaakov comes to the Be'er. And Yaakov says in Pasuk Zayin, the day is still big. It's not time to gather in the flock. Give the sheep to drink. The word hain is a medrash in Shir HaShirim. The medrash in Shir HaShirim says that the letters hay and nun are different than all the other letters in the Torah. All the other letters in the Aleph Beis. All the other letters, if you want to make 10, combination of 10, so Aleph and Tes, 1 and 9 are 10. Aleph and Tes, Beis and Ches. Zayin and Gimel, a Vav and a Dalid, and a Hey and a Hey. All the other letters, you can make 10 by taking two different letters and putting them together. But the letter Hey, the only way it adds up to 10, you would start it with itself. Two Heys together. A Hey and another letter are not going to add up to 10. The same thing is true in hundreds. If you want to add up to 100, the letters between Yud and Kuf, between Yud 10 and 90, the same cheshbon works out. Yud and Tzadik add up to 100. A Chof and a pay it up to 100, and so on. The nun is in the middle. A nun is by itself. Only a nun and a nun are mitzdarif together. The nun and the hey are the two letters that are not mitzdarif with another letter. So the Rav Shitzel said, and he saw this pasuk, hein oid hayim gadol. Hein. Hey and the nun. When you have people, when you have only a hey and a nun, everybody stays by themselves. The hey stay only with the hey. The nun stay only with the nun. You don't have achdus. You have people staying only with their own, and nobody, there's no achdus between groups of people, between different kinds of people. When it's a hein, it's loy eis hayosif hamikna. It's not your time for the gathering of the flock. It's not your time for the gathering of golos for Mashiach to come. If you want the hayosif hamikna for Hashem to gather us in and bring us out of golos, we have to be ba'achdus. When we're behein, everybody's by himself, a hey, a nun. There's no achdus. It's loy eis. It's not your time for the gathering of the flock, for the gathering of the kibbutz golos. But if you want it to be the time for Mashiach, we have to have achdus. The pasuk says, "Hine einoichi imoch u'shmarticha b'chol shatilateilech." The pasuk says right before Sheni. Sorry, the pasuk says. The pasuk says in pasuk tezvav perichof chof ches tezvav. V'hinei enoichi imoch. Hashem says, I'm with you. Ushmatiicha b'chol shateilech. I'll watch you wherever you go. V'ashivaisicha el hadom hazois. I'll return you back to Eretz Yisrael. Kulei ha'zofcho. I won't leave you. Ad Hashem v'sisi eis Hashem dibarti loch. Until I do what I promised to you. It's a fascinating medrash. Later on, Yaakov in Pasuk Chof says, V'yida Yaakov nedeleimar. Im yiyeh lakim imod. If Hashem is with me, Ushmarani, Hashem watches me, Baderech Hazeh, on this road, Hashem Anoichi Hoylech, that I'm going on, the Nosan Lilechem Lecho, he gives me bread to eat, Ubegad Lilbolish clothing to wear, and the Shafti, and I return B'Sholom Obeis Ovi, I return in peace to my father's house, V'hoi Hashem Lilechem. Yaakov asks for Shmira, he asks for Lechem, and he asks for to return B'Sholom. In Potsik Tezvov, what did Hashem promise him? Shmira, Ushmatich B'chol Shetelech, Shmira, I'll give you. I'll return you to this land and I'll watch over you. But Parnoso, Beged, Lechem and Beged, Hashem never answered Yaakov Avinu on. And the Medrash says, how can the Medrash says in this Pasuk, Rabbanan Amru, Ala Koyo Heshivu, Hashem answered Yaakov on everything, Ba'a Parnoso Lo Heshivu. But Hashem did not answer Yaakov on Parnoso, on Lechem and Beged, we don't find that Hashem promised Yaakov Lechem and Beged. We say over a nice marshal, there was once a father who was sending his young son on a trip. And he packed up his son to go on a trip. And he told his son, whatever you need, I'll pack for you. You have everything you need. He packed him a suitcase with food and with clothing. And he takes an envelope. This is his son. And here's money for the trip. In this envelope, I'll give you the money. You'll have enough to pay for the trip and all the expenses that you need. And the day comes for the trip. The wagon pulls up in front of the house. And the young son walks out of the house. And he has his suitcase with his food, his suitcase with his clothing. And he walks onto the wagon.
Where's the envelope?
The father is speaking to some people and they ask him, where are you sending your son? Where is he going? And the father says, he's going to this and this place. And which route is he taking? How is the wagon traveling? Oh, it's going through the forest and it's going through here and up the mountain and down. They say to the father, how can you let your son go by yourself? You know what a dangerous route this is? Through the forest, up the mountain, down the mountain. It's too dangerous. You have to go with him. You can't trust your son by himself. He needs someone to watch over him. And the father at the last minute decides to go along with his son. And as he's putting the son into the wagon, the son says to his father, where's the envelope with the money? I have the suitcases, but where's the envelope with the money that I need for the trip? And the father says, I'm going along with you. I have the envelope. You don't need it. Whenever you need anything, you need any money, you'll ask me, I'm here with you. Say that's the pshat here also. Hashem promised Yaakov, I'll watch over you, I'll be with you. Yaakov didn't need a special promise for lechem, for bread, for beged. Hashem was with him. Whatever you need, Yaakov Avinu, I'm here, I'm watching over you. I'm here. Just ask. Just like the father and the son. I'm with you. You don't have to hold on to the envelope. Hashem says, I have the envelope. I have the lechem. I have the beged. I'm here with you. I'm watching over you. Included in that promise that I'm watching over you is the lechem lecho and the beged lubosh. Vayigash Yaakov, vayogilas ha'evim me'alpi ha'be'er. Yaakov comes and he sees the rock on top of the well and no one's making an attempt to roll off the rock from the well. Yaakov looks over and he pushes the rock off of the be'er. So Rashi brings down right away that and right, so Rashi says, "Ka'odum shemavis apikak mipit mi'apiat zleiches." Like a person who removes the cork from the pitcher, the cover of the pitcher, why the acha shekayche gadol, to let you know how great was the kayach of Yaakov. So for this Rashi's mashma, Yaakov's hack is very strong, and for Yaakov it was not too much of a feat to remove the rock. And Tefilas Geshem, which we say on Shmini Atzeres, we say
Yichad Leiv.
Oh, we say we spell for Geshem. Zechar Ta'an Makoi, remember the one who carried his stick, V'ova Yardin, I was Yaakov, he went through the Yardin, Yichad Leiv, he concentrated, he set aside his heart, V'gol Evan Mipi Be'ermayim, and he rolled off the stone from the opening of the Be'er of water. And we say, Ba'vulo Yatim Namoyim, B'schus Yaakov, don't hold back water, bring us water. B'tzikoy Chon Chashas Mayim, let us have water. The author from Slobotkos is a beautiful word. And he asks, what was the big schus? Rashi says Yaakov was strong. He looks over, pushes off the rock. He uncovers the bottle. B'schus Yaakov opened the bottle. Bring us Geshem. What schus is there? Yaakov did a small favor, without much kaiches. Yaakov walks over. For him, it was no big feat. He walks over, opens up the bear. B'schusai, give us water. What's pshat? What schus is there? Why should we be zeicher to water because of what Yaakov did? Says the Alef from Slobodka, it doesn't matter the quantity, it's the quality. It doesn't matter that Yaakov had great kayach and Yaakov was able to push off the rock from there. The Igor was the Yichad Leiv, like it says in Tefillas Geshem. What's Yichad Leiv? Yaakov put all his kayaches and all his kavano into removing that rock. When Yaakov came to take off that rock, he wanted to do chesed. He saw people that needed water, the sheep needed water, people needed water, he went ahead, he removed the rock, his kavano was totally to do a chesed and to supply the water. When a person does a chesed, it doesn't matter how small a chesed it is, it doesn't matter how large a chesed it is, it doesn't matter the size of the chesed, it matters the quality of the chesed, how he does it. Yaakov did that chesed totally with complete kavano, totally l'shem shemayim, to do a chesed. Such a chesed carries with it tremendous weight and tremendous schusim. And
the schus, chesed.
He uncovered the bear, they were to have water.
He opened up the well.
The well. Without Yaakov, they would have had the water, would have had to wait. Yaakov went ahead, he opened up the well. A person does a chesed, it doesn't matter the quality, how big it is, how small it is. The ikir is how he does the chesed. Yaakov did a chesed with his full heart. He gave it all that he had. And he had kavanah for the chesed. Such a chesed, a person brings about tremendous chusim. And we can even daven, but with chus that chesed, we should be helped. And we daven for Gershom, with chus the chesed, with chus the chesed, with chus the chesed of Yaakov. You know, it comes throughout the week, everybody's a chance to do a chesed. Comes a person says, small chesed, it doesn't make a difference. I do it, if I don't do it, what's the difference? It makes a big difference. A chesed, whether it's big or small, has a tremendous effect on the person who does it. And everybody else. The end of the parasha we find in Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Chafes, Hashem comes to Lavan in a dream and he tells Lavan, leave Yaakov alone. So what does Lavan do? He goes to Yaakov the next day. He says, listen, Yaakov, Yeshua El Yodi Lasimachim Ra. I could really harm you. I could really treat you. I could destroy you. But you should know, Hashem came to me listening in a dream and said, hold off. That's the way a person talks. Hashem comes to Lavan and says, don't touch Yaakov. So what does Lavan do? I could do it. I could go ahead and touch Yaakov. Oh, but Hashem said, I'm not going to do it. That's the chutzpah that Lavan has. Yeshua, Yodi, really, I could do it, but Hashem. So there's the famous story of the Altaf and the Vardik. Probably said this over. The Altaf and the Vardik said over a story. He said this story about another Yid, but the Velt says over, he was talking about himself. But he wasn't even fast in the story, happened to himself. So he said it over about somebody else. There was once a Yid waiting by the train station. He was waiting by the train, and the train comes, and he still sits, he's sitting in the bench, he doesn't get up, even though the train already came. So there's another Yid sitting next to him, says, Rabbi, the train's here, time to go. So the one who's sitting down says, I can't go on the train. So he asked him, why not? Why can't you go on the train? I don't have a ticket. I don't have a ticket to go on the train. I can't go on the train.
No money.
So I don't have money to buy a ticket. So the other person says, if you don't have a ticket or money to buy a ticket, then why are you waiting for the train? Why bother waiting for the train for? What do you think is going to happen? So he says, don't worry. We'll see. Hashem will send me. I'll be able to get on the train. Hashem will send me a ticket. I'll be able to get on the train. And the audience says, who are you fooling? You're living in a dream world. Not getting a ticket. Says, Chumashom, I'm going on the train, and you're staying here. And he goes onto the train. As the train starts to blow a whistle, signaling the doors are going to close, the train's going to leave, the steam's coming out from the locomotive. One whistle, two whistles, the train's about to leave. Suddenly, somebody comes running into the train station, walks over to this Yid sitting on the bench, and he says to him, why are you still waiting for the train? What's the matter? You don't have a ticket? Here's a ticket. Go on the train. Takes the ticket, and he walks on the train. The first year, it saw what happened. Saw the whole mice. He walks over to the Seed who just got the ticket miraculously at a nice. He got the ticket, says to him, you fool what you are. You rely on your bitachon to get a ticket? What would have happened if you got the ticket a second later? If that year would have come to you a second later, you would have missed the train. You're a fool for waiting for the last minute for a ticket. So Atav and Avadik said, that story happened. He says a person could see a nace happen in front of him, things happen in front of him. But if he doesn't want to accept it, doesn't want to absorb it, he'll deny it. Right there, he saw it, and right away, instead of saying, wow, special schus, what schus did you have that you have to take to the train? A nace happened, instead of saying that, you're a fool for waiting for the listening. If it would have come a minute later, you would have missed it. He saw a nace happen in front of him, and a person could deny the whole thing. So that's exactly what Lavan did. Hashem comes to Lavan any person, Hashem comes in a dream, right away, he'd be afraid and he wouldn't have any havmin of doing differently. What does Chavon say? Oh, I can really go ahead and hurt you. Just pushes the whole thing away. Whatever person wants to accept, he'll accept. A person could see something, a person could hear something, but if he doesn't take the message from it, he doesn't want to, it doesn't make an effect. It doesn't have an effect on him. We always say, but Shmuel Abbas's Vart, Bari Yamsuf, what happened? The Gemara says, Ro Shivcha Yam, Mashal Ro Yecheskel Mabuzi. A Shivcha Bari Yamsuf saw the Shechina, even on a greater level than the Navi Yecheskel saw. She was greater than Yecheskel and Navi. Says the Chacham Shmuel Abbas, but after Kriyas Yamsuf, she remained the same Shivcha that she was before. Why? She saw, but if you don't internalize what you see, you don't take in what you see, you don't work on it, a person remains the same person that he was before. When a person learns Torah has a way of opening a person's mind that a person should be able to understand and appreciate what he sees, appreciate Hashem, appreciate the chasodim that Hashem does for him in the world. And when a person learns Torah purifies a person, cleanses a person, and together we should be zayich, we should finish with Shechet and Sechet Shkolim, and then Yerushalmi was a little bit hard, the Rosh was a little bit hard, but Baruch Hashem, I was a little nervous about it, but Baruch Hashem, we made it through, Yisrael Hashem, Yachem HaChayim HaChoyel, stop Masechet HaYumah, and we zayich to continue to learn together, Abiyas Baruch Hashem, and Yerushalmi.